Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Into the Who Was Right Last Night courtroom this morning, we welcome Alexis. How are you, Alexis?
I'm good, guys. How are you this morning?
We're all good. So you, like me and a lot of other people, are on these dating apps, and you've run into quite the predicament.
I didn't know you were on it, too.
Well, hey, now, wait. You've got somebody, Alexis. Just settle down here, because that's what your question's about this morning. So give us the backstory. So you've been going out with somebody you met on there for how long?
Well, we've been seeing each other for 3 months now.
Oh, well, that's getting serious. Right on. Well, congrats.
So we met on Bumble. I mean, could I say the name?
Yeah, you can say the name.
Yeah, so we met on Bumble. And like I said, things have been going good. After a month, I deleted the app because I felt, you know, confident in where this was going. But he still has the app on his phone, and I find that disrespectful.
Now, how do you know he has the app on his phone? Are you creeping?
Well, you know, over his shoulder, you know, take a glance when we're sitting on the couch.
Yeah, if he gets a notification, maybe.
Now, is he interacting on the app?
Well, I deleted mine, so I can't see if he's on or not.
Well, you wouldn't know anyway anymore.
If he's talking to, like, somebody else.
Right. I wouldn't know, because I don't want to put the app back on my phone and all that kind of stuff. I don't want to even make it seem I'm happy, you know, I'm happy with what we've got. And I just want to pour my positive energy into this relationship going somewhere. But it's hard when I see that he's getting notifications on his phone. And I feel that, you know, it's been 3 months. And it seems to be, I thought we were exclusive. I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we're exclusive.
Did you have that talk?
Yeah.
Why haven't you asked him to delete the app yet?
Or why hasn't he just deleted it on his own? That kind of makes me nervous.
Right. Well, and that's why she's here.
Yeah.
Because we want to find that out, I think, right?
What do you think, Dave? If you were seeing somebody for 3 months and it's going well, like, are you still going to...
I
don't know. We don't know that he's playing the field, though. I mean, he might just have the app on his phone. Maybe he paid for 6 months premium. I know Bumble's trying to, you know. So what you're wanting to know, Alexis, is should you? You're asking us our opinion on should you ask this man to delete it off his phone?
Right. Should I come right out and say, instead of going like, you know, why do you still have that on your phone? Should I just tell him I'm going to need you to remove that app? Or how do I even say it?
A little bit more back to the beginning of the relationship. I got a question. Did you guys set like rules and boundaries? Like, you know, was he looking for somebody more or less a little bit more than friends with benefits? You guys are going to keep it simple, not going to get serious. Was that said and spoken at the beginning?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we both said that we were ready for a relationship.
Oh, no. So you said you're going... Okay.
Maybe he's not active on the app at all, and he's just kind of, like, forgotten about
it.
How can you forget about it when you're getting alerts?
That's true.
Well, you know what? I mean, listen, I still get alerts from my old garage door opener I don't have anymore, and also from my a thermostat that I don't even have installed.
This life is sad.
I know. So there's apps, there's things on your phone you're no longer using that you might get stuff for. So
remember when I was interested on you being on the app before? Let's like erase that part.
Yeah.
You lost her. Sorry, Dave.
That's okay. All right. So Alexis getting a fire. firing shot in there before we go to the jury. All right, Statman, where are you at on this? Should she ask him to delete the Bumble app off his phone, or what should she do?
Of course. I think your guys' relationship is just getting to a new level, maybe an area that you haven't been in a while. It's called love. And if he loves you and you guys are exclusive already, I don't see why you wouldn't have that conversation. At least maybe say, hey, I deleted the app. Why don't you delete yours too?
And I can see Stat's point, but also if he wanted to delete it, he would.
Right. Because I feel like why be tempted by other distractions?
All right, a couple of things real fast, Alexis. Has an actual I love you been fired across the bow by either one of you?
Whoa.
No.
So that's not there yet?
No.
What's okay, 3 months? I mean, still pretty fresh.
No, but Stat said, you know, you love each other. So I thought, well, maybe we don't know. Have they said that yet? So
might not have been spoken, but it sounds like it's been found.
Maybe 3 months. So
it's a love connection, but I'm not going to say in love. You know, we definitely dig each other.
You dig each other. I like that. All right.
Yeah, their life's a garden.
Yeah, dig it.
Anyway, Dave, what are you siding with?
I don't know. I am the world's worst person if I haven't already proven this about apps. Listen, I got excited over the weekend because I just noticed La Rosa's now has an app. So I'm like, that's me. I'm on the.
You don't need those notifications.
So I think you got to say something. You got to say, hey, you know, I deleted it. Bring it up. I deleted Bumble off of my phone. Are you ready to get rid of it on yours? And maybe not be like serious, Alexis, but kind of fun, Alexis, when you say that.
Guys always say they don't want ultimatums. Like, I'm not saying there's an ultimatum, but I just, you know, that's why I'm kind of like trying to figure out how to say it the right way.
Hey, I'll just put it out there, Alexis. You should give him an ultimatum. If he wants to actually settle down and get into a serious relationship, he should delete that app.
And 3 months is not too soon to ask him to do that.
I don't think so.
I tell you. Or you know, the worst thing comes to worst. You just put it right back on your phone and go out fishing again.
Yep.
Yeah, because I think like some action is definitely required.
Okay.
All right, okay, but yeah. Let's see what 749-B105 and our app users have to say, okay?
Yes, please, guys. Call in and ask.
And the app users are much better than me at using an app. I just want you to know that.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
We heard from Alexis this morning who met her current boyfriend of 3 months on Bumble. And they, like I said, been going out for a while now. And she noticed that he still has the Bumble app on his phone. She deleted hers after a month together. And she's just wanting to know, how should she approach this? Should she just flat out ask him to delete it, or should she just continue to watch it? And she doesn't know if he's using it or not. So we're all kind of like, I think you got to step up and delete it. I mean, you need to tell him to.
Yeah.
She just didn't want to give him an ultimatum. But we got Ashley from Harrison here who says she is definitely Team Alexis. And why is that?
I met my husband on Tinder. And whenever we first got together, we deleted the app. So he's obviously keeping his options open and he's not really fully committed to you. So I would definitely have that conversation before it gets too far in.
Tara from Ripley has some advice for Alexis, I'm assuming.
Yes, I do. I kind of feel like love cannot be forced. Love is supposed to be patient. And sometimes when you get into a situation where you feel the need to be forceful about it, might not really be love at all. And it might push him a little bit further away. They're still in the fact-finding phase. 3 months really is not a long period of time in the grand scheme of relationships, especially those that last.
Did you say fact-finding phase?
Yes.
I like
They're
that.
Still learning each other. They're still learning what each other loves to do, what their hobbies are, a little bit about their jobs, their schedules. They're still learning each other.
Amanda's weighed in on the B105 app. I've been with my guy for 4 years now. We didn't meet on dating apps, but both had them. Bumble is still on my phone. We are definitely exclusive. I would just bring the problem up by saying, hey, I deleted Bumble since this is going good and getting serious. Have you? What are your thoughts?
Jacqueline from Covington says, delete that app.
Yes, I do. I think he should delete the app. Because if he was wanting something serious with her, if he was being truthful, like he wants a long-term relationship with her, he should delete the app. And if he's still on the app talking to other women, he's not the one for her. And I think she would have to go like Statman said, go back to fishing for more.
All right. Yeah, move along to the left, to the left. Heather messaged in and says, if she has shared her temple goddess with him, he needs to delete the damn app.
Wow. I like what Sherry says. Some men are just really clueless to the things we notice.
And there's that too.
Absolutely.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Here it is Tuesday, and I'm saying that because it has now been a couple of days that my daughter Dara is on her first college spring break right now.
Already?
Oh. Yeah, Xavier is on spring break this week. So her and her other three quad mates left Sunday morning from Cincinnati to drive to Florida, Orlando.
Orlando's where they're going to.
Yeah,
okay.
So they're down driving there. So they drove. They got up in the middle of the night, which they said they were going to leave at like 3 in the morning. And I thought, that's probably not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I thought, there's no way. But they did.
Oh, yeah.
They got up.
Got to beat the traffic.
Yeah.
Dara driving it all? Are they rotating, I guess?
That was one of my questions. I said, Dara, who is driving the first at night when you guys leave at 3 in the morning? She goes, oh, it's Kinsey. I said, okay, so here's the thing. You other three can't jump in the car like slugs and go to sleep. Two in the back seat can, but somebody's got to be up in the front seat, stay awake with her.
Co-pilot.
Yes.
Yeah. Road trip rules.
I know, Dad. But anyway, so she's down there, and I got a FaceTime call from her on a Sunday night, and I have not heard from her since. So I don't know what's going on.
She's living her best
life. No text, no nothing. So I've got a way to track her. And I'm checking
Wait,
on it this
what?
Morning.
You put a chip in her neck like
no,
a stray dog?
Not one of those trackers. No, I go by her bank account. So I'm able to look at what she's done. And I am shocked this morning that so far she's only purchased one thing with her bank card.
Which was what?
I don't know what it is. All I know is it was in Kissimmee, Florida, and it was $15.05. That's all
I
know.
Kissimmee, Florida.
Yeah.
Kissimmee?
Kissimmee.
Oh, is that how you say that?
What did you think it was?
Kissimmee?
No, Kissimmee.
How much did she spend?
$15.05.
That sounds like a meal. Yeah, fast food meal or something.
That's a good call. Maybe a pair of sunglasses.
Yeah. It says C-Nest BA. What is that? Westgate TC. Ooh, I don't know. They have these abbreviations on there.
But she's only spent $15 and she's been gone for 2 days.
Yeah.
Did they bring food with them? Or
did they bring money?
She said, because I texted her, I was like, did you guys stop at Bucky's on the way down? We saw some, but we didn't. We stopped at a McDonald's.
Well, maybe she's paying with cash.
Maybe.
Where'd she get cash?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, maybe. Or she's mooching or whatever. I don't know. But I'm very alarmed that she's only spent $15 so far.
Yeah, we might want to check in on her.
I put money in her account to go, here's some money, go have fun. Nice. And I'm like, okay, is this going to be a slush fund? Is she going to just blow right through it? No. $15. That's it so far.
I remember going on like my first spring break at NKU and I wrecked the Brave Little Toaster just a little bit right before I left. And my dad revoked the money that he was going to give me on spring break. He took it back. And I'm like, it was just a little side swipe. It's fine.
Just a little side swipe.
Oh, man.
So did you still go on spring break?
Yeah.
And you just mooched money?
Well, I mean, I had like 5 jobs or whatever. Okay. But, you know, I'll never forget it. He's like, I'm not giving you money now. And I'm like, cool. But I'm glad to know that you've given Dara money and she's spending somebody else's stuff.
And yeah, I'm like, hey,
tracking her.
I raised her right. So spring break is happening right now. And this coming Friday morning, B105 wants to send you on an instant spring break because this is going to happen. And you will have to leave on Friday afternoon.
But we won't track you. We just want to send you there.
No, I don't have your bank account information, but you do need to have the B105 app on your phone. And we can kind of track you there because Friday morning at 7 o'clock, we're going to see who all's listening on the B105 app, randomly select one of you, and call your phone.
Yeah, don't say hello. Don't say how you doing. Always this B105. Say, I want B105 to send me to Florida now.
That's it.
Simple as that.
And then that afternoon, you'll be at CVG. You'll be getting on a plane. And the next thing you know, you'll be going down to Florida. And I might have you check on Dara. But more info at B105.com. But one more time, how do they answer the phone, Statman?
I want B105 to send me to Florida now.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
It is a tradition, I know, at least here in the tri-state. I remember like last year my daughter Dara was doing it as a senior at Beachwood. And now, Statman, you got someone doing it at Dixie Heights over there, your daughter Stacy, and it is...
Dart Wars. Oh my God, my daughter Stacy has made me so proud by joining a team called Stealing Hearts and Darts.
Stealing Hearts and Darts,
it's
okay.
It's pretty mild for a team name.
So if you don't know what's going on here, the senior class, they have groups and they go around and they try to fire Nerf darts, I should say, at each other and score points and win. And you guys are actually doing it for money over there?
Yeah, they got like an $850 pot that the team will win. Yeah, so they've teamed up in like 5 to 6 different kids, and it's juniors and seniors.
Okay.
They have over 32 teams. I mean, this is a full-on March Madness bracket.
Oh, this is going organized, too. Yeah. I don't remember teams back in the day. I think it was just girls versus boys.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure.
It's modified a lot. They didn't have nothing like this when I was growing up.
No.
I wish. We had, like, laser tag.
Well, we didn't even have Nerf darts when we were growing up. Let's be honest
ours
here.
At least different. It was like... We went and collected like syrup, and I remember people went and got like hair from the hair shop, and you throw it on each other. I don't know what we were doing, but this sounds a lot more, fun.
Organized. They have all sorts of rules. You know, you can't shoot anybody at church. You can't shoot anybody while they're going into work.
Okay.
But when you're leaving work, you're vulnerable. The school campus is off limits, so you can't shoot anybody at a sporting event or anything like that, or in the school.
When you get shot, are you eliminated or?
Well, you're out, but then you got your teammates that could still revenge your death.
So Stacy have a gun? She well prepared? This is something.
Well, you know, I have a history of working at a toy store, Johnny's Toys, 2.5 years in a bike shop. Mm-hmm. I used to stock the shelves with Nerf guns. I've been waiting for this moment for so long. So we went Nerf gun shopping the other day, and I got this like really awesome automatic one. Mm-hmm. It has like a fan inside of it, and as fast as you can pull the trigger, it's shooting darts. It's just...
I think Darren had one. Are they big, oversized darts?
They're just regular darts. They actually have rules on what you can and cannot use.
There are a lot going into this.
Yeah, people have pushed the limits, I think, a lot, so that they had to make a lot of rules. The round dart or whatever, Nerf balls, you can't shoot those. But hers, it takes a clip, and it had 10 in there, and I'm giving her all sorts of good tips. Because we got, like, different colored darts. So I'm like, the first two darts you put in, make them white. The rest, make them blue. That way, when you're in battle and you get down to your last couple darts, you'll see a white one and know you got one shot left.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's sneaky.
That is smart. I can see Stat, like, at the house trying to give a tutorial, like, rolling around, like, hiding behind the couch.
And... Oh, dude, I'm driving and she's hanging out of the sunroof. It's going to happen.
Oh, my gosh. He'll be in fatigues with the face paint on.
Oh, yes. Like I'm getting into this.
All right, so some of the names. You said, what was Stacy's team's name?
Stealing Hearts and Darts.
All right, what are some of the others?
Which is very mild. There's the Dart Knights. Who darted?
Okay.
Some of them I can't even say on the air, by the way. Here's one that might be pushing it. You might have to bleep me, but projectile dysfunction.
I like that one.
Lava cake. I guess they just like lava cake. That's a random
one. Or it's
one.
Something we don't even know what it means.
And yeah. we just said something and all the kids are laughing.
Gail Lewis darted on my nose. That's a team. Sharts and darts. And then my favorite is the gerbils.
Just the gerbils.
Just the gerbils.
All right. So this is going on. And this will be happening at schools all around the tri-state now.
It's going on. So just be wary if you see some kid hiding in the bushes. He's probably playing Dart Wars.
Mm. And good luck to your daughter's team.
Thanks. Yeah, I hope she wins some money.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Kansas City Chiefs head coach there, Andy Reid, talking about Taylor Swift's homemade Pop-Tarts, which I've never thought about making a Pop-Tart at my house, right? You just go to the store, you buy the Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
No, have you sat, you're like a Pop-Tart connoisseur.
Yeah, we have made them. You could just buy the crescent rolls like in a biscuit can, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then just fold them over. Ours were triangular. They didn't quite.
You got to do the crimping, though, on the side with a fork before you bake them. And I mean, there's a lot of recipes.
We put Nutella in ours.
Mm, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was.
But there's what's in Taylor Swift's homemade Pop-Tarts?
That's what everybody wants to know.
Yeah. Including the people that make Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, Kellogg's. They're like, hey, we want you to release this recipe. And they're actually tying it to a really cool thing. They're saying, we're going to donate, you know, some money to Harvesters. It's a local feeding food bank. And they're saying if she releases the recipe, they're going to double their donation.
Oh, so they're already going to give some money. But if Taylor Swift says, this is my recipe for my homemade Pop-Tarts, double.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the stories that I've read on this has not said how much Kellogg's is donating, by the way. Mm. So I don't. Have you seen numbers anywhere?
None.
I haven't. Anywhere. Yeah. But I'm sure. It's kind of a big. Good, it's a good marketing thing, kind of to get her attention, a feel good. And the rest of us are wanting to know, right? Like, what's in it?
Yeah. And what's, I mean, and if they, I mean, eventually, you know what this culminates with is them releasing a Taylor Swift Pop-Tart.
Oh.
I mean, in a box and everything, you know, and this
do you
is
think they would have
Taylor's
name
version.
Like a pop star Pop-Tart?
I don't know.
Pop star tart? I could
pop
see
star.
That.
Could be anything. I mean, she's a pop star?
Yeah. Lavender. She has big on lavender.
I don't want it to be that flavor, though.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody wants to eat lavender, but it could be, you know, it could be that color.
Flesh.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, but there's the possibilities are big, but already that Harvesters Feeding America food partner is going to benefit greatly, and maybe even more so if Taylor steps up and releases the recipe.
Do you think she'll do it?
I think she will. And I'll go as far as to say, I think by fall, there will be boxes of Taylor Swift Pop-Tarts by Kellogg's in the stores.
Oh. No, I bet there'll be lines around the building of all Kroger stores of waiting for them to open so everybody can run in and get them like their Stanley Cups.
They're already sold
yeah,
out.
It'll
yeah,
be a
exactly.
Thing.
There we go.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. And this has quickly become the favorite day of the week for not just us, but everybody here at B105 because it means they're going to eat.
That's right.
It is Crockpot Tuesday, and today we have our Crock Stars submission, Cindy Schaus from Russellville. How are you, Cindy?
Good. How about you?
We're doing good. So tell everybody what we're making of your creation today.
You're making cowboy crockpot casserole.
Ha ha.
And I love the name of this one. It's fun.
Cowboy Crockpot Casserole, the three C's, man.
Wait a minute, shouldn't it be Cowgirl Crockpot? Because you're a gal.
Oh, no. It's hearty. It's just one meal. You don't have to add anything to it, and it fills you up.
It's got potatoes in it. So I should tell everybody that it's got ground beef, Rotel, cream of mushroom soup, a can of black beans, a can of canned corn, diced onions, and then thinly sliced small red potatoes with salt, garlic, and pepper. And then what I've just literally done, and we're in the home stretch and getting to try this in a few minutes, you add the shredded cheddar cheese to the top, let it melt, and then 30 minutes later, you're enjoying it.
Correct.
And Ashley, are you ready? I mean, she's like started a stopwatch on her phone.
I've been ready since we've been talking about it all morning. And I'm excited. Like you mentioned, it's a hearty meal. It has the potatoes in it. We are getting like the entire entree served up to us.
You are. It's great for football weekends or family reunions or whatever you want to use it for.
And it's perfect for Crockpot Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
So where did you find this recipe?
Several years ago. During the winter months is when we usually do the crock pot. And I was just looking for like hearty meals and I found it online and we started making it and it's been a family favorite ever since.
So how many, when you say family, who are we feeding here?
Well, in the beginning, all of our kids were still home. So there was like five of us. they're all older now. So now it's just me and my husband. So it lasts several days when we make it.
Very nice.
Do you do anything with the leftovers to kind of dress it up a little?
Not really. I just usually take it to work a couple days, and sometimes I take it and feed, you know, other people, my dad.
Oh, very nice. Sweet. Well, Cindy Schaus, you are today's Croc Star, and because of that, you're going to be getting a $50 Kroger gift card, so you can use that to purchase your next ingredients you need for your next crock pot creation.
Sounds good.
Great.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, thank you, and we look forward to trying this once the cheese is melted here in about half an hour, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
So I mentioned earlier, my daughter Dara is on her spring break, her first ever college one. She is down in Florida. Xavier on spring break early. I mean, they, you know, do them pretty early now. I didn't realize that. I think spring break, I always think like end of March, but theirs was boop right at the first of March.
Like right around Easter.
Yeah.
You think, but no.
But they do them when they do them. So she's having a good time down there.
Good.
I'm sure you guys had some fun spring breaks in your past, Statman. Did you ever go anywhere and get in trouble or what?
Oh, yeah. Hilton Head. We all went after our senior year high school, and the big rule is no alcohol in the condos. The very first night, a group of guys at a condo, they had a bunch of beer, and while they were loading it up, the neighboring condo called the condo association, and they were thrown out later that night.
They didn't
even get the party yet.
The first night?
And all the alcohol was confiscated.
Oh, geez.
So they ended up in our condo, and we ended up in with six instead of just four. Yeah.
So what were the sleeping arrangements like now?
Thank God for the hide-a-bed.
Yeah. Had a Murphy bed come down out of the wall. What about you, Ashley?
I believe we went to Fort Lauderdale, left in the middle of the night with my boyfriend and his roommate, and we get in his car, and we're like, 10 minutes into the trip, just filled her up with gas, and the car had some problems and broke down immediately.
How far?
I mean, we weren't that far at all. Like, we were 10 minutes from NKU, maybe.
Oh, man, you had just started the journey.
Yeah, yeah.
Any idea what happened to the car?
I have no idea what happened to the car, but I know that we instead got his roommate's car, and I rode like 17 hours in the back of a Honda Civic hatchback.
Oh, geez.
With all of our luggage, like, to the left of me. I had, like, one small seat.
That's cramped.
Yeah.
I can promise you, you're going to have much more spacious accommodations if you win this on Friday.
B105. B105 wants to send you on an instant spring break to Florida.
No broken down cars, no condo association rules, none of that nonsense. This is going to be top notch. So Friday morning at 7 o'clock, we're going to take a peek and see who all is listening to us on the B105 app. And then we're going to randomly call one of those people on there.
At 7.
7 o'clock.
Well, starting at 7.
Yeah.
Because if the first person answers and says, oh, am I a winner?
Nope.
We hang up. Next. We go on to the next one.
Because there's a phrase you have to say when your phone rings a little bit after 7 on Friday. And what is that?
You have to say these words exactly. I want B105 to send me to Florida now.
Now.
And now is not even a joke. Literally, you're flying out that afternoon.
1:55 wheels up from CVG on your way to Florida.
Have your bags packed and maybe your vacation ready to submit.
Yeah, a couple of things. This is non-transferable, so if you win it, you're on it, okay? Also, if you got the B105 app already on your phone, download, you know, everything's there. Make sure your number is updated right now.
Oh, definitely. Talk to your neighbor. Maybe they need to watch your dog. Talk to your parents. Maybe they got to watch the kids, but be prepared. Pack your bags on Friday.
I want B105 to send me to Florida now. And it's going to be now, baby. Come on. So be ready Friday morning right here on B105. It is 8:50.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Coming from a junkyard in Asheville, North Carolina. And you know, they say that cats have 9 lives. Well, this one was about to spend all of them because this is an amazing stroke of luck. One of the workers there at the junkyard, right before, moments before this thing's going in the car crusher, oh, yeah, I got to take out the battery because you're not supposed to crush the batteries in the cars.
Yeah, that acid, that's not good for the environment.
Mm-mm. So they open up the hood, and immediately a cat leaps out into the arms of the junkyard worker.
Oh, so it was the Dodge with the Hellcat in it.
Yeah, exactly. It was an actual live cat, jumps into the worker's arms, and they're like, holy moly. Whoa. I mean, we were literally about to crush this car. So they called Brother Wolf Animal Rescue. They came and got the cat, and moments later, after the cat had been taken to the animal rescue, the owner of that car showed up and said, hey, I can't find my cat. And she used to like to get in the car and hide. Is she there? Oh. And they're like, we found her. And now she's at the animal rescue, who had already scanned her microchip and found out that she is a cat named Lily. And the owners were the owner of that car that was being crushed.
That could have been a tragedy.
Horrible thing to happen there. So they say that Lily had an adventurous spirit like no other, and it almost cost her all of her lives right there. So, but thankfully, Lily is now back with her owner. And yes, the car has been properly crushed, and it's gone now, just so you know that. An amazing story that they actually, oh yeah, got to open the hood, and a cat jumps out. Boing.
Luck.
Crazy. So, Lily, stay out of trouble, girl. We like the good vibes, though. Thankful you're still here.
B105. This is the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we've got Nathan. He is a father of 3, and he is the king of the reloads at DHL out at CVG. So what exactly do you do when you reload packages there, Nathan?
Well, we scan them and we make sure that everyone's package gets back into the can correctly, so that way it gets to the customer.
Nathan is the king. That's why I said that. All right, give us that dad joke, buddy.
Okay. What is a stormtrooper's favorite store?
I don't know. What is a stormtrooper's favorite store?
The one next to Target.
I never hit anything. And you know, my question is, why do they wear armor? Because it seems like every time they get hit, they die. The armor
does nothing.
It does nothing. What's the point of these stormtroopers anyway? Nathan, you have a great day there at DHL, okay, buddy?
I will. You have a good one, too.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Like we do every morning at this time, we got to welcome in a brand new member to our B105 Country Club. And today, all the way from Mainville, Ohio, we got Tim Tobias with us. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Listen how excited he is. I love this.
That's right.
You chime in all the time with our Who Is Right last night bit with great advice. It was only a matter of time before you ended up in the Country Club.
Well, I appreciate it. I got my golf clubs ready to go. Let's go play.
Oh, it's not that kind of club now. Hey.
It's funny. I'll drive the golf cart. But I know one thing you won't be doing on the green. I see on your entry here that you're still participating in Dry January.
Yeah, I was going real good there until I think you kind of gave it up there.
I did a little bit, but it's a parched March now or something.
Parched March? Oh, John, please don't start that.
Well, I was telling everybody I'm in Ashley's Army in January, but the Army kind of broke up pretty quick.
Yeah, it happens.
You were talking about your golf clubs, Tim. You're a big golfer, and you have played with some pretty cool company out there.
Oh, yeah. I had some pretty interesting guys. I played with Tony Perez and Dave Concepcion.
Oh, my gosh.
From the Big Red Machine.
Yeah, those are Reds legends. So were they as good on the green as they are on the baseball field?
Oh, Lord, no. It was actually pretty funny. Me and my buddy are down there to play. We played on the high school team and said, you're playing with a couple of guys. So they pull up on the first tee. And I mean literally pulled up on the first tee. They parked the cart on the tee.
Wow.
No way.
You know, they can do that stuff.
They're carrying on. They hit the ball. People were still in the fairway. And
oh, my gosh.
They were everywhere. By the end of it, they ended up buying us lunch and everything. So it was a great experience.
Oh, very cool. Well, a couple of Reds Hall of Famers there. Also, see, you're very active walking 3 miles and biking 6 miles every day.
Oh, yeah. Well, trying to stay healthy. A couple of years ago, I was diagnosed with leukemia, but I'm doing good. I'm doing great. So I'm just trying to stay healthy and listening to you guys. I always have my earbuds in, and you guys keep me going.
Right on. Well, we got a B105 Country Club jersey coming your way, and now we just got to get you to request your song, but I'm going to make fun of your entry here. I don't know if this is a misheard lyric or a mistyped word, but you want to hear Thunder Road?
I was kind of back at the Big Dave thing where, you know, with the lyrics and everything were wrong. So I want the Thunder Rolls out.
Okay. All right. Not to be confused with the Texas Roadhouse Rolls. You want the Thunder Rolls.
Don't even get me started.
All right.
Well, I'd like the Texas Roadhouse Rolls, too. There's a door.
Well, Tim Tobias, welcome to the B105 Country Club, brother. And it sounds like you're not going to get out on the links today because it's about to start raining.
Yeah, but I appreciate it, and you guys are awesome. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.